This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to This Day in History, a podcast dedicated to examining history from a standpoint of determining which event on any given day had the greatest impact on our lives. Now your host, Tony Hubert and Armand Kachigian.
Hey, history buffs, history fans, lovers, lend us your ears. May 2nd is here on lineupmedia.fm. Tony Hubert, Armand Kachigian with you, bringing you this day in history, the events, the births, the deaths, and Armand's take on a whole range of subjects in whatever
both
tangent.
Economic and scientific.
Yep.
And whatever. We will brook no argument like Neil Tyson deGrasse.
Whatever tangent we might get on, coming right at you.
Hey, we're brought sultry comments.
We're brought to you by Amazon.com and by Audible.com. Whenever we have a book recommendation, film recommendation, or other, we're going to tell you where to go. It's all at our website, thisdayinhistorypodcast.com. Don't forget, subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet. And, of course, please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdayinhistorypodcast. All right, 1536, Armand. Well, this poor girl, she suffered.
She's guilty.
1536, Anne Boleyn is arrested and imprisoned on charges of adultery, incest, treason, and witchcraft.
Yeah, because she was not a virgin. So.
And how did we know that?
Because she floats. No, she's a witch because she floats, but she's not a heretic because she's...
Sank.
Well, yeah, she had a daughter, so they're, you know, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they accused her of having sex with her brother. And
why?
You know, he said, yeah, I did it after they tortured him. Yeah, put the old thumb screws on him and put that shoe that they screw tight. I gotta get one of those in my office for unruly patients. Stick that shoe on there and give it a turn. You know what that device is that you measure the guy's foot by?
Yeah, like at the shoe store?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Brannock device.
A Brannock?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, they didn't put Anne Boleyn in a Brannock. No, they took her to Tower of London.
Put her in the Iron Maiden.
And
they hacked her up real good.
No, but swiftly they did.
Well, real good.
No, it was a good clean cut. The beef eaters at Tower of London will tell you all about it.
We got more. We got another one coming.
Mary Queen of Scots.
I think she did it. She's a witch.
She escapes from the Loch Leven Castle.
Loch Leven. I mean, isn't French.
Let's say Leven.
Yeah.
1568 is the date, Armand. May 2nd, of course.
She was locked up plenty of times.
How'd she escape?
I don't know. I mean, she had probably plenty of help.
They probably opened the doors and said, see you, Mary.
Well, you know, this is Loch Leven. That sounds like it's, I don't know exactly about this. I'm more of the plot kind of guy. Ridolfi and the Babington plots. I've read a lot about those. This escape, short-lived as it was. Anyway, I'm sure, the Loch Leven sounds like it's in Scotland. Well, she had a lot
of
friends in Scotland.
Yeah, she did.
Out she goes.
Thank goodness it wasn't Loch Ness. Can you imagine?
It wasn't Rizzio because he was stabbed. He was still suffering from 57 stab wounds.
Still suffering?
Recovering.
He couldn't get over it.
Still recuperating from 57 stab wounds. He's still recovering, by the way.
He's going to be recovering for quite some time. Yeah. In 1611, your first ever printed version of the King James Bible is published
by King James
by one Robert Barker.
Right, but
that's your
under
printer.
The auspices of King James.
Wait,
the first.
Why did he need his own Bible?
Why not? I'd like a Bible.
You know, Thomas Jefferson had his own Bible.
What, that he did himself?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know that.
He took out every reference to a miracle or, you know...
Bowdlerized version.
And what he did is just narrowed it down to the message delivered of...
I think they ought to cut out the message and leave in all the miracles. How about that?
No.
The sex.
The message is good. Oh, there's a lot of sex and fighting in that Bible there.
Leave that in. Take all the other stuff out.
No wonder. No wonder Hollywood.
Out. The whole New Testament can go.
No wonder Hollywood turned to it so much.
Yeah, well.
You get back into that old book.
They got
some plots.
Well, that's why DeMille, you know, he could get away with nudity and showing lesbianism.
It's biblical.
It's the Bible. Right. So he got away with murder, that guy.
Now, yesterday, on May 1st, you were talking about this because the Battle of Chancellorsville, won by the Union. On May 2nd.
No, it was won by the South.
Oh, I'm sorry. right? Won by the South. You're right. Yeah. They won the battle.
Right.
And this is one of the battles
but
they
I've
won.
Lost my right arm.
Right. Stonewall Jackson, of course, he is at the battle.
The doctor has tried to save him by amputating his arm.
Yeah.
You know how that went, though? I mean, apparently it was dark. He's coming back from a raid or whatever, and somebody said, you know, halt, who goes there, and then shot.
Yeah, well,
he didn't give a chance to answer.
Friendly fire.
Yeah, it's a damn Yankee trick, and then they fired off another volley. They hit him like three times.
And it's not that it wasn't a raid. He's out scouting.
Yeah.
He's, you know, so Stonewall, you know, he's a guy like you were talking about, Wellington. He's up in the front, okay?
Yeah, he liked to be up there.
So he's out, you know, scouting, reconnoitering. Mm-hmm. As they like to say. That's too big a word.
Recon work.
Recon. That's why they shortened it to recon.
Search and destroy.
Right. He's out doing that. He's coming back into camp. And friendly fire. Bam. Just as you say. Okay. Halt. Who goes there? Boom.
Here again, the doctors blew it. You know, he's having chest pain. It's like, anybody think he might have pneumonia?
So what happens after you get your arm cut off?
You die.
You die of pneumonia yeah. 8 days later.
You die a lot of things after that.
Oh, horrible ending for Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah.
Guy deserved better. I know he's a gray, doesn't matter. Guy deserved better.
Yeah, I know the South deserved better.
1918, General Motors acquires the Chevrolet Motor Company. Mm-hmm. And the GM family is beginning to be assembled.
And the Camaro is born.
Not quite yet.
All right.
By the way, speaking of, do you know the original name for the Camaro?
No, I don't.
Good trivia question. Let me see if I can get you to get it. Now, the Mustang, of course, is a horse.
Yeah.
So what might the Chevy version of the Mustang be called?
Pony.
That's still a horse.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a horse?
That was a Panther.
Oh, Panther.
They went for the cat deal.
Oh.
And then they didn't like Panther. Someone in marketing didn't like it, and they literally invented the word Camaro.
Yeah, it was good enough for the German tank, Mark V. good name. Good tank.
Just came up with it. What's a Camaro? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It means friendship or something.
So what's
or something.
What's Spanish for a horse?
Oh,
Cabeza.
No, that's not Spanish for a horse.
What is it?
Well, if you're a horseman in Spain, you're a caballero.
Oh. All right.
You know, the three
caballo, I guess. Yeah, huh?
Caballo.
All right. Why not that one? Okay.
1920.
Don't call it Nova.
Well, that's a...
Yeah, that means no. Don't go.
Yeah, that's...
So they had to change the name of the Chevy Nova
right,
in Mexico.
In Mexico. Don't go.
No go. Not a good name.
The first game in the Negro National League Baseball is played in Indianapolis, 1920.
Name without Fleet Walker?
No, he was a little earlier.
Okay.
Moses Fleetwood Walker.
Right.
Name of that team, great name, Indianapolis Clowns.
Oh, yeah, they had some.
Good uniforms, too.
That was Homestead Grays.
Homestead Grays.
That's who Lamont was named after. He was named after Lamont Lomax.
Oh, really?
On Sanford & Son.
He was named after a Homestead
pitcher for the Homestead Grays.
Yeah, so.
That's who Fred named him after.
One of the times we saw a ball game in Pittsburgh, it was a Civil Rights Day, and where they wear the old-time uniform of the Negro League team.
Yeah.
And so the Pirates were in the Homestead Gray threads for that day. And the Cardinals usually do.
I guess those were gray, right?
No. You know, I think they were, and I think the Cardinals wore white of the St. Louis Stars.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Good league.
1933.
Speaking of, who's the only pitcher with a losing record?
Satchel.
Yeah, in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. We just had that question the other night.
It's a good one.
Yep.
1933.
Anyone that we get right is a good one.
That's true.
If we miss it, it's a stupid question.
The banning of trade unions in Germany occurs.
Well, I'm going to insist you pronounce this. The Gleichschaltung.
Schaltung?
Yeah, the Gleichschaltung.
Gleichschaltung.
And
that's the banning of trade unions.
Well, Hitler wasn't all bad.
And come on.
All right, come on.
They came for the trade unionist. Famous quote. Remember that one? All right. 1952. Hey, your first ever jet airliner.
Yeah, not a good one.
Not a great one.
To a crash.
No, sir. The de Havilland Comet, the Comet 1, it makes its maiden flight from London to Johannesburg.
some pretty good maiden.
That's
flight.
A long trip.
It's a good claiming race.
Oof.
Yeah, I think Olivia de Havilland's related to this guy.
Really?
The guy who started. Yeah. Well, and obviously Joan Fontaine also.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're somehow related to the guy who started that aircraft company.
De Havilland just doesn't sound like a good name for a jet.
Comet.
That's okay. 1955, Tennessee Williams. Gets the Pulitzer Prize for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah, he hated the movie. They made a movie in 1958.
Is that Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, in fact, they started filming the day that Mike Todd was killed on his plane crash. And she was a trooper. She went through and I'm going to film. She did the rest of the film. And they, you know, most of the time.
Wait a second. Was she still married to him?
Yeah.
Her husband dies.
Yeah. They start filming.
And she says, action.
Well, apparently Paul Newman was good friend, and you know they kind of helped her through it. You know,
what do you mean helped her through it?
They thought it was better for her to work than sit at home and brood over it. You know, same thing with what's his.
So it's funny. She's had seven husbands.
Peter Cushing. He was making a lot of horror movies. Yeah, his wife died, and he was just like distraught. And yeah. Christopher Lee said, "Hey, make some movies. It'll make you feel better. Work. Don't sit at home and you know play the Hamlet." And it helped. And that apparently that's what helped her. And they shot in color because of their eyes, you know, because usually they did Tennessee Williams movies because they were kind of artsy. So those were always black and white.
Stark black and white, a streetcar named Desire.
You got Paul Newman's blue eyes.
And her violet eyes.
Yeah, so we got to have color.
Yeah.
And then George Cukor was supposed to direct, but he said, no, you're cutting out all the gay stuff. Because basically, you know the play.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know Tennessee Williams, and I know
the movie's not like the play. They cut out a lot. Basically, you know, Maggie, the cat, is jealous of Brick's ex-partner. Well, his partner. They were more than just friends.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, like
they were lovers.
Yeah. Well, Tennessee Williams. Yeah. So it's Tennessee, but they cut all that stuff out in the movie. And Cukor said, "I'm not doing it." And then apparently, Paul Newman was pretty pissed off too. Because he liked the play.
That the gay scenes all have been cut out?
There's no gay scenes. There's reference to it.
Or the references
but
have been
like,
cut
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they cut all. They tried to cut it out. But
I mean,
pretty,
for 1950, well, first of all, the film's
58. Came out, yeah.
How do you think the play was received in 55?
Well, obviously, it won the Pulitzer and it was very successful.
Was it a big hit, though,
yeah,
on Broadway and that type of thing?
It was more successful than your next entry. Let's put it that way.
Than Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Well, because in 1986...
Keep in mind,
Armand, 6 days after the disaster, and I won't call it a meltdown because that's not what it was.
It's a fire.
6 days after the fire at Chernobyl allows radiation to escape, the city of Chernobyl, they decide, you know what, probably time to evacuate.
Well, there you go. That's here again, this is socialism, you know. It's horrible for the environment. It's horrible for its people. And you know, and then we want Bernie.
You blame okay, but how are you blaming socialism on this?
Other country except a socialist country would this thing even be built with such a horrible design?
I don't think socialism has anything to
and
do
have
with
a bunch of ignorant peons running it.
I think a totalitarian government has everything.
Yeah, but that's
to do
socialism.
With it. No, it's not.
Socialism is totalitarian. Read von Mises.
Okay, all right.
It is. It always is. Read Road to Serfdom. I gave it to you.
Yes,
sat on your desk.
Sat on my
collect
desk.
Collect the
a
dust.
Long time. Not dust.
Just you are.
I wiped it off.
You're a little
every
dusty
day.
Yourself.
Wipe that book off every
All right,
day.
Well then.
Then I put it right back down.
Where's my feather duster and my French maid's outfit? I'll clean you up a little bit too.
In 2000, a GPS, which previously, until May 2nd, 2000, had been just the purview of the U.S. military. Well, Bill Clinton announces that accurate GPS access is now open to all, no longer restricted to the military.
Thanks, Bill.
And I don't lose my way around anymore.
Yeah,
I wish my father could have had this for all of the time.
I kind of like asking for directions myself.
You're the only. You're one of the
hot chicks doing that.
You're one of the only guys who does.
Damn right.
Because a guy, you know, the old adage, he'll drive around lost rather than ask for directions.
Well, it's a good-looking gal. I always ask. It's a good way to meet chicks.
Then you should pull over, even if you don't need directions.
Yeah, right. Most of the time, I didn't need them. Do you know the way to my house? Why don't you come with me then? Get in the car. You don't? Let me show you.
Let me show you. 2011.
I pulled that line before. It never worked.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
All right.
We moved to Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Yeah, of course, that's a good one.
Your suspected mastermind. He meets SEAL
His
Team
doom.
6, and he meets the business end of a machine gun.
Got him right over the left eye.
And on May 2nd, 2011, Osama bin Laden, number one on the FBI most wanted list.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades.
That was before. That was the Iraqi War.
Yeah.
I don't think he was. Yeah,
cut
good.
Down. Yeah, shot down. They take his
gave him a nice burial.
Well, they took his body back to, for proper identification, make sure they got
the
right
DNA.
Guy.
Yeah, they got the
got
DNA.
Got the DNA, and then they hauled him out in the Indian Ocean, threw him overboard.
The Vincennes, I believe, was the ship.
The USS Vincennes. You are correct. That's a cruiser.
Apparently, the Muslim, they're supposed to bury him within
24 hours.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
See, I don't
true.
See why we don't use that tech. That's what the British used to do.
In 24 hours?
No, no. If they wanted information out of somebody, you don't need all this waterboarding stuff. You know what you do?
Yeah, get a mannequin, wrap it up in a tarp, throw it overboard.
No, you tell them, listen, we'll kill you, and when you die, we're going to wrap you up in a pig skin so you don't see Allah. That's how, during the Sepoy Rebellion?
Is that what they did to the Arabians during that time?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it.
They
that was
would
the 1850s.
Put you in a pig's carcass.
They threaten you to.
Wow.
You probably get more by that than the waterboarding.
That might have been very effective.
Yeah.
Because
that's an unclean animal, obviously.
People can resist a lot, but what they can't resist are
if they're going to kill for 72 virgins.
But that's the thing. They can't resist their own ingrained beliefs.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why we don't use that, but some moron would say that's cruel and inhumane punishment.
Oh, no.
I don't have a problem with that.
That seems to work.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
And finally, my last event for the day, Armand, 2012. You know that painting, The Scream?
Yeah, it's not that great.
It's not, but people love it.
They're stealing it all over the
place.
They
steal it. There's multiple versions of it.
Yeah, so.
And this is the pastel version. No, this is Edvard Munch, and it sells for $120
million. Well, it's better than...
$120 million.
Yeah, but it's better than like $50 million for a Jackson Pollock, where he basically pisses on a canvas with a couple of squirt guns. Jack the Dripper. So I'd rather have this.
Did you ever see the movie Pollock with
Ed
Harris?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good movie.
And that's kind of, he was a lunatic. He was out of his mind, that guy. Anyway, this the why it's so orange, apparently. They think that,
the background?
Yeah, because of Krakatoa. That was those brilliant sunsets for a couple of years. It would have been, Krakatoa.
Yeah, it's the right time.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it might be Tambora, but I think it's Krakatoa.
But enough dust in the air to create
so these brilliant orange sunsets and, years without summer and all that stuff for a couple of years. So that's why it's so orange.
Wow.
The Scream.
Still not going $120 million. I'm not going 12. I'm not going 1.2. I'll go to a museum.
1.3?
No, I'll go to a museum if I want to see it.
Yeah, sir. I'll steal it. I mean, they didn't have a guard on it. That's why it's so easy.
Was that the one in Boston?
No, it was one in Oslo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no guard. Just walked in.
Took it. Yeah.
Took it.
What the hell? So you didn't pay anything.
How about the chutzpah of that? Did I say that right?
Just you walk can't on. Get that phlegm.
I can't. Just walk on in and lift
take,
it off
take,
the wall.
Yeah,
and
put it on there.
Go.
Take it.
It's like the Thomas
Even
Crown affair.
I think the janitor stole the Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa.
Ah.
But the hell, they even thought Picasso was in on it. They grilled him. Where were you when the painting was stolen? Hey, man, I was banging some chick.
Yeah, he had an alibi,
right,
not multiple alibis.
Yeah, he had better things to do.
Okay, who was born on May 2nd? I saw this name and I thought of you, and then I realized.
Catherine the Great. I don't know why you don't have her. 1729. What's the matter with you?
I missed her.
Boy, she took them one and all.
She was pretty great.
She was a good old gal. Now, she did not die screwing a horse.
No,
Let's
she
put
didn't.
That to bed.
No, she did
in fact,
not.
Put her to bed. She had a stroke and died in bed, but. Her son was kind of he's kind of a dumbass. She didn't even want him to, be Tsar.
Right.
So she was going to skip over him, died fortunately. So the guy rules for like 5 years, gets killed, assassinated. In fact, Peter III got assassinated. That's why she was queen, because she was, German? She's not
Russian.
No, I think she's German. What's her real name? I wrote it down. It's kind of hard to remember.
Even though you wrote
Sophie
it down?
Sophie von Anhalt. That sounds German to me.
It's incredible to me how you can...
Go ahead, Anhalt Zerbst.
In England, that the royal family is German. In Russia, the royal family was of German descent.
Well, not real. This gal was, but
this
gal
was
not the right.
But
first of all, it probably isn't because
no one in power is actually from the country that they're from.
No, the Romanovs were Russians. I mean, Peter the Great, Peter the Third was Russian. But they don't think her son, this Paul, was his kid.
Nicholas is only half Russian?
Well... Yeah, but that was because Victoria is related to Victoria. But
your first cousin is the is
yeah, but they're all screwing
is
each
the
other.
Kaiser,
so whatever.
Your other first cousin's the king.
I know.
The three of them look like triplets.
I know, but
fucking amazing.
Yeah,
man.
But that's because they're
all had the hemophilia.
Well, that
is
was
that
the,
it?
Well, that no, not them. The Nicholas II didn't. His son did.
Mm.
But
they had the royal blood disease,
yeah.
right?
Well, it was all over the place because they're inbreeding. But
good grief. No, just if you're going to be king of a country, shouldn't the peace you be was from the country?
No, because that's the way the peace was maintained. Now, like Marie Antoinette.
Oh, it really worked.
Habsburg.
It really worked.
I didn't say it worked. French I'm just saying that was the idea.
You ever hear of the Habsburg?
Plus, back then it wasn't so much like, you know, now even there's no stigma now, but it used to be, you know, a white wouldn't marry a black or something. Back then, nobody poor or nobody noble would even think about marrying a commoner.
Ah,
you
see,
know, that's the thing.
That's true.
So you're kind of limited in who you can marry. You know, there's not too many good-looking chicks around.
Well, okay.
So what the hell? You got to go to Austria to get one.
Yeah, you go get the one.
You don't go to Flanders, or you get a gal that looks like a horse.
Right. You go to Austria. You get Marie Antoinette. She's probably the only one without that Habsburg chin. I read up on this the other day.
It's the lip.
It's the lip? Yeah. I thought it was a Habsburg chin.
No, it's the Habsburg lip.
And that's an inbreeding thing, right?
Yeah, but I think it's more the men than the women.
Ah, okay.
I think that was male.
Okay.
Obsessive, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do the birthdays.
Remember Blofeld?
Yes.
Remember when he cut off his earlobes?
Yes.
That was on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Telly Savalas.
Right.
Count de Blochamp. Remember that? Take more than cutting off your earlobes to convince anyone you're a count, Blofeld. George Lazenby.
Yeah, the one and only.
Which is I guess Connery will probably be the first to kick. I don't know. Moore's older than Connery, I think.
I think Roger's going to go first.
Lazenby's in there, too. Although he trained with Bruce Lee, so he's probably in good shape.
Yeah, he's probably in good shape. All right, who was born on this date? I only have about six.
Yeah.
And
we've talked about one of them so much, it's probably not.
Yeah, a happy birthday to the Red Baron, Manfred von Richthofen.
Yeah, his death is a lot more fun.
1892, rather. 1903, happy birthday, Benjamin Spock.
Yeah, by the way, we had a pediatrician in here just a minute ago.
Yep.
Honesty and Her New Child.
Yep, Honesty and Victoria.
9 pounds.
Is that right, Victoria?
Is that where her name was?
I think so. 1936, happy birthday, Engelbert Humperdinck.
I don't think that's his real name.
It's not.
Well, but it is the name of the composer.
Yes.
Who did Hansel and Gretel, the opera.
I put this one down because I thought you might.
Yeah, I've heard this guy.
Okay. 1936, Michael Rabin.
I didn't know he died that young.
Yeah, he died in 72. He was a very young man. He was only 36 years old. Michael Rabin, I thought you might have some recordings or something. American violinist. That's why he's kind of noteworthy.
Yeah,
an American violinist.
Yeah, but he's Jewish, so that's all right.
That's a what? So
a
what?
Gentile American violinist.
That's
not Asian.
That'd be a story.
Now, good luck finding one of them.
1937, happy birthday, Lorenzo Music.
I think I've heard this name.
You have, and there was a...
What did he write?
A lot of TV stuff.
Oh, okay,
American
TV guy.
Actor, producer, screenwriter. He passed away in 2001. There was a band named Lorenzo Music.
Oh, okay. That's what I've heard.
You've heard that?
I assume that's him.
Okay, they did this thing. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
They just took his name. I know this because I'm friends with one of the guy who's in the band. They did this project called Century of Song, where they took one song from the 20th century each year and re-recorded it. Lorenzo Music gets wind of this, and they're using his name, and he gives them a cease and desist. And they had to go change their name.
Right. Well, that's kind of stupid. You know that's common.
Well, they didn't figure Lorenzo was really paying that much attention. Well, apparently his lawyer was. 1947, James Dyson. Well, if you need a good vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's right.
This is your man.
Yeah, I've never used
Dyson.
It.
Oh, I got one.
I've never had a carpet.
I got one. They really do a job.
Okay.
Much
well, there
better.
You go.
Much better than
Why don't
Hoover.
You get him to sponsor our
with.
Show.
I tell you.
Call
much
him.
Better than the Hoover. Okay. Now, who died today?
Some biggies.
1957, Joe McCarthy.
Yeah, died ranting and raving, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Bethesda, I think, and he was out of his mind.
He was at the
Naval?
There
was syphilis.
Is that the Naval Hospital, Bethesda?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the other one? Walter Reed?
Walter Reed.
The Army?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Army, though. Yeah, this is Ed. You know, but
now, which one has the horrible conditions? Walter Reed?
Anything with a VA has. Yeah,
I know.
Walter Reed was the one that was infamous for having
that. That's a stain on all of us.
Well, hopefully Trump will clean that up.
That is a stain on all of us.
Start firing people. Duh. Like that one in Phoenix, you know, people are dying waiting.
No.
First of all, these guys should get, you want to talk about giving medical care, that I'm for. You're a veteran, you get all the medical care you want.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got no problem with that.
Absolutely.
Right, especially if you're, you know, disabled or whatever, even if you're not.
Oh my.
That's one thing you get. You join the Army, you put in 2 years.
Look,
okay.
You're not going to get compensated for it monetarily.
Right, right.
You're risking your life.
Right.
Well, a lot of them
I got
are
no
risking
problem
their
with
lives.
That.
You know.
No problem with that. And good health care, not crap health care. But I did my residency at VA. We gave those guys good. Well, I think we
good.
Did. Well, we tried.
Right.
I love those guys. Had some World War I veterans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I had a guy lost his leg at Bellow Wood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he only got half price. I only had to do 1 foot on him. Yeah, but like, what happened to your leg, partner? Joke.
And Bella Wood, huh?
Lost it. Yeah, lost it. Was it Bella Wood or Chateau Thierry? I don't know. It was one of the biggies.
Well,
Bella Wood.
Bella Wood had ships named after
that's
it.
That's still the battle with the most Americans participating.
Participating.
1.2 million.
Oh, my God.
No, no, that's wrong. It's not Bella Wood. It's Argonne Forest. The Argonne Forest.
Okay, because a little story. The town in which I live, Main Street in the town was renamed Argonne.
Yeah, like Argonne National Laboratories.
Right, right after. No, not that Argonne.
No, it's spelled that way. Not Argonne, not the chemical. No.
Okay.
It's all A-R-G-O-N-N-E.
N-N-E, right. Mm-hmm. So they renamed Main Street in Kirkwood, Missouri, Argonne.
Biggest battle in American history.
In honor of that. And they did it almost right away.
Yeah.
Right afterwards.
I think that was the one, retreat, hell, we just got here.
That's a great
and the other one, you want to live forever?
It's a great line, man.
That was Bella Wood, I think.
1972. I only want to know what he was wearing on the day he died.
Bullshit. See, now I've been studying this a little bit.
Oh, have you now?
He didn't paint Tolson's toenails.
Have you?
And he didn't wear ladies' underwear. That's a bunch of crap.
Can you prove that?
Yes.
All right.
Because I was there.
J. Edgar Hoover.
He did live with
away.
His mommy. But
yes,
then again, so did I, so yeah, I can't blame him there.
He did. He was the first director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was the only director for some what?
Nine presidents, so it went from like 24 to 72, so 48 years.
And there's great books on the early FBI. Public Enemies by Brian Burroughs is one I would recommend.
Bureau of Investigation before he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before he
yeah,
was.
Right. The gangster.
The question here is, though, did he lay off the mafia because they had the goods on him being gay? And I don't see the proof of that. Yeah, I mean, you got guys like Truman Capote talking about it.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. Hypothetically.
Well,
quit watching the clock.
I got a plane to catch. Let's go.
You're going
to
get there. If you have a bureau, you're a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
By definition.
That makes sense.
Are you going to, and you have the means to totally wipe out everything that your bureau is fighting against, do you wipe it out? No. You leave just enough.
Yeah, but I like to think he was just bribed. Doesn't mean you're gay.
I don't know.
There's a lot of ways that I'll turn my head.
I don't know. I don't see him as
$5 will probably do it for me.
I don't see that guy as bribable.
Every man is bribable.
He wanted fame. Because remember, at one of the big arrests of a gangster, they set the whole thing up. He's around the corner so he could come in for the photo op at the end.
Sure, but that's, you know.
Come on.
Maybe there's no fame in outing the mafia.
Publicity. Here's where you get for out in the mafia. You get a cemetery plot.
Yeah, maybe you're just scared.
Right, and that we can all appreciate.
Okay, that doesn't mean you're walking around in panty lace, chantilly.
Doesn't mean you're not. 1983, Norm Van Brocklin, great American quarterback.
How do you know he wasn't wearing?
I don't
pantyhose while he was like Joe Namath.
He was a Los Angeles Ram. That's how.
That's pretty.
Probably makes your case.
Yeah. Okay. Right. The offense rests.
Another great American quarterback who would become a politician, Jack Kemp, died in 2009.
What the hell's he doing at H and UD? Get out of there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of all places, I like this guy. What do we put him there for?
I don't know. He maybe should have been. He maybe should have gotten a nomination. Don't you think?
Well, he did. He ran for vice president.
Yeah, but I mean, for the big office, not the was it Dole Kemp 96?
Yeah, Dole Kemp.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the other way around would have been better. Yeah,
exactly.
What
I'm saying. Switch that.
Hey, nobody called the Republicans smart. Least of all me. They're all idiots.
2010.
Hey, by the way, one of my buddies, my buddy clips Paul Ryan's mother's toenails.
Well, very good.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a connection.
I said, hey, you have a talk with that guy and straighten his ass out. He's a pain in the ass, that guy.
No, good luck to you.
Next time you're clipping his mother's toenails, get him close.
Tell mom.
Draw a little blood.
Tell mom to go
talk
to that.
Yeah, once you got the clippers on her.
Yeah, she's going to need to talk to that Freedom Caucus that is up his butt.
But he's a pussy.
That's the thing.
Well,
yes.
Stand up to whoever and do it.
Well, there's a cost to that.
Do it. Fight.
He might need to. You and I agree.
I've lost
this.
A lot of, him and Pelosi. Now, when's the last, and what's his name, the crybaby, orange skin.
Painter?
Looks like the thing. Looks like Ben Grimm. Yeah, Boehner.
Lego hair, orange skin.
What is with him? Well, I'd like to have his money, but...
Sure you would.
What a pussy.
2010, Lynn Redgrave, fine actress.
Another blib.
Dies 1 year right in front of Osama bin Laden.
She's okay.
Not killed by SEAL Team 6.
I liked her in... wasn't she in Gods and Monsters? She was the maid.
I think she was.
She had a good, pretty good accent.
Yeah.
I think you forgot Vernon Castle.
Did I?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen the story of Vernon and Irene Castle with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers?
No, missed that.
You don't know how... Hey, those guys, they were very influential.
I thought you had a plane to catch.
I do, but this is important.
Okay.
These guys introduced the foxtrot.
No kidding.
Yeah. And the Bob. Remember the Bob?
Yeah.
That was because Irene Castle. And this guy was a hero, too.
Did you ever learn that foxtrot?
No, but I'm willing to. I need a partner. I do are solo dances.
No, I remember my grandmother tried to teach me that. And strangely, for some reason, my cousins in California, for instance, all these California kids, man, they know all these dances because of all the productions they're involved in. Whether it's high school, community, they know
it.
All this stuff, Arma.
Everybody's a star out there,
right,
an actor.
But I mean, because we're at a wedding reception, they break out a foxtrot. I'm like, what the hell?
That's, these two did that. And that's from, let's see, I wrote it down. Watch Your Step by Irving Berlin, by the way, which was one of the choices on my million-dollar question. I should have known that.
Ooh.
Cat came out in 1914. God
Kicking
Bless
yourself.
America came out in 1918.
That cost you $500,000.
I should have known that. Yeah, damn it. But anyway, he died in a plane crash.
Can you write that off your taxes? I should have known.
Yeah, I should have.
Watch Your Step.
Yeah, yeah, because I made
$500,000
like Abbott Costello. I made $500,000, but I should have made $500,000.
A million,
so we'll call it even.
We'll call it even.
I think the IRS would buy that.
Why not?
Hey, you know, I'm an idiot for paying my stupid Obamacare because Trump said he's not going to. Did you see that?
Yeah, not
going to. He told the IRS not to collect.
Yeah, don't worry.
$1,200 pissed away.
Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry? I paid it.
No, that's what he said.
Don't worry. Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, take it off twice next year.
Probably. Good idea. Like, remember that Three Stooges where they were tax guys? That was a funny one. I like that one. Shemp. I think that was the best Shemp one. Anyway, they were very influential, Vernon and Irene Castle. All her fashion was emulated. Like I said, the Bob haircut.
Give me the year range again on them.
Well, he died in 1918, I believe. So we're talking about the 10s.
Early. Okay. Before the Roaring 20s, even. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't. Well, Irene hung around. She got married like three more times.
Okay.
She's not going to let that slow her down.
So when did they invent
the foxtrot? Was like in the 1910s. They were dancing to ragtime. And see, a lot of this stuff they didn't.
Yeah, so the Scott Joplin era music, they've got that going.
Yeah.
So they needed a little different dance to. Well, that makes sense, actually.
And like African American music.
Yeah,
they danced to everything.
And the jazz influence is coming in.
Yeah. Jazz, right? Mm-hmm. So they were very influential. So don't neglect that.
Okay.
The movie's not that great.
Good stuff.
Story of Vernon Irene Castle.
Vernon Irene
Castle. It's kind
Castle.
Of a flop.
Spelled last is Castle.
C-A-S-T-L-E.
T-L-E. All right.
Like William Castle, our favorite, you know, the Trembler and all that stuff. I mean, the guy that you'd put a Zappy in your movie seat to get a rise out of you.
I like
Remember?
It.
Emerjo.
Yeah.
The skeleton comes out.
Emergovision.
Yeah.
I still like Smell-O-Vision the best.
Yeah. Well, you need a little card for that.
now everybody scratch your card.
Yeah. John Waters, man, brilliant.
I'll tell you one, though. I remember being at one at Disney. It was 3D. 3D effects were great. But then they tricked you. They actually, like, pumped in steam from underneath the screen. And you're like, wow, that steam is amazing. It's really, really. No, it's really steam. It's really, what do you call it? Dry ice. That, you know.
Should be secondhand smoke. Then you can sue them.
May 2nd's in the books, folks. Don't forget, subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdayinhistorypodcast. For Armand Kachigian, producers Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, I'm Tony Hubert, and we'll talk to you next time when May 3rd rolls around here at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.